Concerning Judas, it is written, he went away and hanged himself, Matthew 27:5. And to a certain lawyer who stood up and made trial of the Lord, Jesus said, go, and do thou likewise, Luke 10:37. A one-liner. One individual said, I like for all of my doctrine to come from one passage, whatever that means. However, while some Bible readers use a one-liner often to establish their doctrines, Bible students readily understand the importance of text and context. Using a one-liner is common when it comes to the obtaining of salvation. Several one-liner statements are made regarding salvation, as in, these things have I written unto you, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, even unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, 1 John 5:13. But as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become children of God, even to them that believe on his name, John 1:12. And last but not least, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life, John 3:16. I will go out on a limb and assume the majority of Bible readers will agree that the Bible does not contradict itself. That is, it will not affirm one thing in one passage and deny the same in another. But rather, the problem with passages that appear to contradict themselves is not to be found in the Scriptures, but rather in man's interpretation of the Scriptures. Two of the three passages we considered can be lumped into one, that is, whosoever believeth on him should not perish. It has been affirmed that all a person is required to do to receive salvation is to simply believe on the name of the Son of God, belief being defined as to be persuaded of, and hence to place confidence in, to trust, signifies, in this sense of the word, reliance upon. Thus, a mental recognition or acceptance of Jesus as the Son of God, and you're good to go. Although this one-liner affirmation may give comfort to one or a million, the question which behooves us to ask is it so? When the Apostle Paul was in the city of Berea, he found in the synagogue of the Jews those who received the word with all readiness of mind, examining the Scriptures daily whether these things were so, Acts 17:10-11. Thus, our question is it so? Does the definition of the term believe carry with it the application made by many? As the term is defined as to be persuaded of, and hence to place confidence in, to trust, signifies in this sense of the word reliance upon, does the word carry with it a definition of a mere mental recognition? W.E. Vines does indeed define the term as stated. However, he adds a disclaimer saying, not mere credence, that is, a mental acceptance as true or real. The term believe in the text is a verb. A verb is a word that shows action. Is there anything in the writing of John that shows what that action is? Speaking of which, John uses this verb 99 times. John says, he that believeth on the Son hath eternal life, but he that believeth not, the King James Version, the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him, John 3:36. The term believeth is from a Greek term meaning be disobedient, or, as the American Standard Version translates it, obeyeth not. Not only does the text of John 3 require action, so also does James, saying, faith apart from works is barren, James 2:20, as well as the Apostle Paul saying, through whom we received grace and apostleship, unto obedience of faith, the original to the faith, among all the nations for his name's sake, Romans 1:5. Thus, three divinely inspired men affirm, as does the definition, that belief requires an action and not a mere mental recognition. In like manner, the third passage of our discussion, but as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become children of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1:12 must also be in agreement with other passages which address the same thought, as many as received him, or even to them that believe. The term received, like believe, is a verb. No mental acceptance, however strong, is reckoned by the Scriptures as faith without it resulting in obedience. Therefore, the Hebrew writer said concerning Jesus, he became unto all them that obey him the author of eternal salvation. Hebrews 5 and verse 9. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of Jesus saying, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father who is in heaven. Matthew 7 and verse 21.